91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
Thank you. right, Cream. Cream with We're Going Wrong live. As you can tell from the applause, you hear all that clapping? That's Cream from the Royal Albert Hall, London, May 2005. And that's because this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. So you're going to hear Cream and Eric Clapton and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, contributions he's made to other artists as well. And everything tonight will have Clapton on it. No exceptions. Oh, no, I'm sorry. There's one exception. Yes, there is. And that has to do with the Eric influence again. So we'll get to that in a little while. But I just want to tell you that this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And I'm your host, Gary Alton. You already know the show, right? And we have a question of the week. And we have something to give away for it, too. Let me just read this email I just got from Mel. Let me see. What is it? It's a gift certificate to Green Brothers Coffee, okay? So whoever wants to call in 908-852-4545, once I've actually asked the question, of course, if you're the first caller with the correct answer, you'll get a gift certificate to Green Brothers Coffee if you want it, or you just, at least we'll get bragging rights because we'll tell everybody who got the question right. So it has to do with the so-called Rainbow Concert, so-called because it was named after the theater that Eric Clapton played in 1973. Does that sound right? I got Trevor in the studio today. I always get, it's either 72 or 73, because I know he came out of his addiction days in the 74, so I think it was 73. So anyway, it was supposed to be something else when they ended up calling it the Rainbow Concert because of the theater it was in. I'll tell you more about it later, but to make a long story short, just to set this up. Huh?
Pete Townsend put it up.
Well, hopefully you didn't hear that, because that's the question. Eric was in seclusion for the better part of 3 years, a complete hermit. Even his best friends would show up at the door. He wouldn't answer the door. He'd look at him out the window and wait for them to go away. An absolute, recluse. And he just kind of wallowed in his drug addiction with his girlfriend, Alice Gormsley Gore. So, through the efforts of her father, who we'll tell you about a little bit more later, and one rock star, fellow musician, this concert was put together. And so the question is, who was that musician that got Eric out of seclusion for only the second time during his 3 years of his heroin addiction? So who was that? 908-852-4545. 908-852-4545. Hopefully you didn't hear Trevor give it away, but I didn't warn him enough. So right now, while I'm waiting for people to call, we're going to do the Judy moment of the week, and it's Tangled in Love.
Looking hurt, and I feel a call.
Yeah, that's Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood live from Madison Square Garden in New York City doing a sort of Blind Faith reunion, and that was Forever Man, which was a big hit for him off of the Behind the Sun album, which is also the album that we played the first track from, Tangled in Love, which was a Marcy Levy song. So that goes out to Judy in the Poconos. And so we are listening to 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And I'm your host, Gary Ault of Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. We're going to take a short break now and do the Eric influence.
They came to L.A. They played in clubs along Sunset Strip. They became legends. I'm Carol Bernotis, and I play their music every Sunday evening at 6 on 6 Degrees with Carol. This noteworthy group includes Buffalo Springfield, Eagles, Jackson Brown, Joni Mitchell, Warren Zevon, Linda Ronstadt, and the great bands that back them. Tune in Sunday evenings at 6 for 6 Degrees with Carol on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The South Orange Performing Arts Center, located on Sopac Way in South Orange, New Jersey. Sopac welcomes Tom Paxton and Janice Ian on March 4th and Jerry Douglas on March 5th. Tickets and information available by phone 973-313-ARTS or online at sopacnow.org for the South Orange Performing Arts Center in South Orange, New Jersey.
Branded Screen Printing of Chester, New Jersey. Branded Screen Printing is a full-service silk screener who can print your logo onto shirts, mugs, magnets, signs, and other promotional items. Their work is on display on WNTI t-shirts. More information on Branded Screen Printing's products and capabilities available by phone at 908-879-7411 for Branded Screen Printing of Chester, New Jersey.
So now it's time for the Eric influence here at 91.9 WNTI. On the Crossroads. And this week, it might be another surprise for you. Actually, kind of surprised me because I love this guy, one of my favorite guitarists, but I never would have associated him with Eric Clapton had I not read this. Jorma Kaukonen, of course, of Jefferson Airplane and later Hot Tuna and all the solo things he's done. You probably wouldn't hear his playing, especially in his acoustic playing, because he's influenced more by Reverend Gary Davis and that Piedmont style of finger picking. His electric guitar playing is another story, but it is there. And here's what he said. In this interview, he says, Hendrix is a superlative musician, but I really liked Clapton's crisper kind of style better. I remember the first time Jack and I went and saw Cream live at the Fillmore, I really flipped. In fact, I went back to the apartment that I had and took my Rickenbacker 12-string and threw it through a wall like a spear. I mean, thank God it didn't break because I sold it immediately afterwards, but I was in I'm done with this folk rock crap. I still think it was one of the greatest performing bands I've ever seen. What else can I read to you? He says to this interview that he's also a huge Eric Clapton fan. He was a big influence on me with what he did with Cream. I've met him a couple of times, but really didn't know each other. But back in the 60s, when we talked, I got the impression that aspect of his music, that power trio thing, wasn't really who he thought he was. But then, you know, he talks about the music from Big Pink. But then he says, to look at what him and the guys did with Cream, I think it is an electric band. They're the most successful people to have taken traditional blues and put it into the contemporary sound of that time, capturing signature licks and all that stuff. He talks about Disraeli Gears. And one more thing I want to quote, if guitarists were gunslingers, well, this is actually interviewer talking, so let me see if I can get to his actual comments. Well, he says that he recounts the thing about how he went back to his apartment and threw it through the wall like a spear. And then he said, I found Clapton not only so inventive, but what he did with the traditional music that I loved in a format that I had never heard before was cool. Now, Hendrix was iconic, brilliant, and I know all that stuff. I related as a player more to what Clapton did than what Hendrix did. I think it was because it was easy for me to understand. So, the kudos go on and on, but you might hear, we're going to play Easy now from Phosphorescent Rat from Hot Tuna. And I don't know if you'll hear Eric's style, but one of the interesting things is how Jorma goes for what was called the woman tone, and Clapton was sort of the progenitor of that. You know, he would take the old Les Pauls and he would go to the rhythm pickup, which is basically the neck pickup, the pickup closest to the neck as opposed to the one closest to the bridge, which is more trebly. And so you would use typically that one for rhythm. And he would just turn the tone down so it would take all the treble off of it and get what was called the woman tone. Well, Jorma does that sort of kind of in Easy Now. And listen to that. And then we're going to play a familiar track that sort of is in the same groove by Cream. 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org.
a crusher, believe I'm sinking down.
Thank you. Eric Clapton, please, the vocal.
And that abrupt ending is actually how it is on the CD. That's Jammin' with Eric from the Leon Russell debut album called Leon Russell, but not on the original pressing of it. That was released much later. It was an 11-track album, and then a 12th track was added when it first went to CD, which was a Bob Dylan song, Masters of War. And then a later pressing came out, another CD version, with about four or five more songs that's really, really hard to find. It's just really hard to find. So, but I have that one, and so that's Jammin' with Eric, Leon Russell and Eric Clapton. And see, what did we hear before that? Let me go back a little bit. Shouldn't be that hard to figure out. We started out with Easy Now from Hot Tuna, the Phosphorescent Rat. That was this week's Eric influence. He had a big influence on Jorma Kaukonen during the Cream days. And then we heard Eric himself from Cream, from Wheels of Fire. We heard Crossroads. I know you heard it all the time on classic rock radio, but I thought the groove was very similar to Easy Now, so I thought I'd play that. And now we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with some more music and something for Estella in I think it's Branchville, New Jersey. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and I'm your host, Gary Ault, and now for the break.
Hi, I'm Mike Waterston, host of the Dog Bite Show, heard every Saturday here from noon to 3, where we play funk, punk, jazz, rock, you name it, we play it, so join me. Saturdays again, noon to 3.
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Here at 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Sweet Jane's Roadhouse, located on Main Street in Johnsonburg, open 4 p.m. to closing on Fridays. Sweet Jane's offers a menu featuring tapas, craft beers, and a wine list. Sweet Jane's also offers live entertainment, holiday gift baskets, baked goods, and on-premises catering. Information available at sweetjanesroadhouse.com or by phone 908-813-8404.
Here are the rules for WNTI contests. Only one winner per household per 30 days. Prizes are not redeemable for cash and are not exchangeable. WNTI is not responsible for any telephone disconnects. Decision of the judges is final. Winner is responsible for any and all taxes incurred by winning prize. WNTI reserves the right to substitute prizes. WNTI staff members, community volunteers, employees, and their families are ineligible for WNTI contests. Employees of any other media are ineligible for WNTI contests. A complete copy of the WNTI contest rules is available online at WNTI.org and by writing WNTI Contest Rules, 400 Jefferson Street, Hackettstown, New Jersey, 07840.
I feel wonderful tonight. I feel wonderful 'cause I see she'll help me to bed. And say, my darling, you were wonderful to me. Oh, my darling, you were wonderful.
Welcome. Thank you. And that was Eric Clapton with Wonderful Tonight from the live album One More Car, One More Rider. Came out right around the time of the Reptile album. It was sort of in support of that, the tour in support of that album. And that goes out to Estelle in Branchville, New Jersey, I believe. I hope I got that right, Estelle. Thanks for calling in. And I hope I got the song right. Say, we're going to do the answer to the question of the week just a little tiny bit early tonight. Actually, it's going to be a long explanation. The question had to do with the so-called Rainbow Concert. Really just named that because it took place at the Rainbow Theater in London. But it was during Eric's three years of seclusion as a heroin addict. The only two appearances that he made, the time that he played with anybody, did no recording or anything except just in his living room, was at the concert for Bangladesh in New York City for George Harrison and friends, and the Rainbow Concert. And what that was is he was a heroin addict, along with his then live-in girlfriend, Alice Gormsley Gore, who was the daughter of David Gormsley Gore, who was at one time a member of parliament and then became the ambassador to the United States, the British ambassador to the U.S. After that retirement, he became a member of the House of Lords under the name, I think it was Lord Harlech. Yes, Lord Harlech. And so right around that time of him being as a member of the House of Lords, or maybe a little after that, you know, was when Eric and Alice became involved. And of course, their addiction became horrendous, you know, as you can guess. And Eric would turn away friends, best friends, George Harrison, anybody, John Lennon. Those were a couple of the answers to the question that were incorrect, but good guesses. He would just turn them away. They'd show up at his door, and he just wouldn't answer the door. He'd look out the window and wait for them to leave and go back to what he was doing. So a real hermit. Well, there was one person that he let in, you know, a number of times that he got the sense that he was trying to help. And this musician got involved with David Gormley Gore and put together and arranged the so-called Rainbow Concert. And they thought that that was a good way to get Eric back out of his addiction by putting him back in the public eye again and getting him involved in music again. Didn't quite work. It took another year for Eric to realize that he had a problem and go for therapy with a doctor called Meg Patrick. One more thing I wanted to tell you, and I forget what it was now. Who was the musician they were talking about? That's the thing. I got to give you the answer, don't I? The answer to the question, who the musician was, it was Pete Townsend. So a lot of good guesses, but a bunch of people said Pete Townsend. Mark from Wayne, New Jersey, all the way out in Wayne where you can't even get a signal, but he's got an antenna on his roof and he listens to us. So Mark gets the gift certificate to Green Brothers Coffee. And also Marcus from Hardwick, Greg from Whitehall, Pennsylvania, and Bob from Dingman's. We always hear from Bob every week, don't we? That's great. And a good friend of the station. So they all got the answer right, and along with a few others with some really good guesses. So what we're going to do now is we're going to play some Pete Townsend and Eric Clapton. First, this is from the Rainbow Concert itself, Let It Rain.
Surrounded me, the sun could never thaw away the bliss that lays all around me. Let it rain,
Thank you very much.
Yes, that was Let It Rain from the Rainbow Concert by Eric Clapton, arranged by, I mean, the concert was arranged by Pete Townsend. And we're going to play something in the background here. A little Cream in the background. And I thought I was going to play something from Rough Mix, the Pete Townsend and Ronnie Lane album that Eric contributed to on three songs, but we ran out of time. I kind of messed up on the timing, I guess, misjudged a little bit. So I want to tell you about the rest of the evening. Right after this show is E-Town, one of my favorite shows. You've heard me say that a lot, I guess. But it's going to be the guests will be David Bromberg and Wanda Jackson. And the Achievement Award is a woman by the name of Corinne Kreilkamp. And I just love these Achievement Awards. It's people that have found ways to accomplish things that are, you know, on a small scale that become big. And it's often feeding poor people and feeding hungry people, and that's the case this week. And it's not just feeding them with whatever, you know, junk you think you can give. It's she found a way of giving them quality food, really good quality food, and it's just interesting. So stay tuned for that. Right after that, we will hear Knife Edge with Matt O. And he won't be doing the live material that he talked about on Facebook and elsewhere. That will be another night. And after that, Keller Cellar with Keller Williams. So, this has been Gary Ault hosting Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I hope you enjoyed yourself as much as I did. And we'll bid you a good night and a good week, and see you next Wednesday on the radio.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.